Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of the secrets of resident retention. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Lauren Lyons, a regional director with Portico Management Company. Welcome, Lauren.
Hey there. So excited to be here.
Yeah, I am too. And of course, resident retention is always a great topic. And we certainly want to learn what the secrets are that you believe the secrets are. And I know one of the things that you believe is that resident retention starts on day one. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So resident retention starts the second anyone gets to the property line, right? It's so important that we're cultivating a community where people feel comfortable, valued, supported, and connected. And that starts the second they get on site, right? From that curb appeal to the entrance of the actual office and driving our property. It's the moment someone moves into the community. Retention begins day one. Every interaction, every experience, their first tour to their first maintenance request just lays the foundation, right, of a long-term relationship. You know, it's so important when we can create a community where people feel valued, seen, heard, all of it. And it just starts day one and continues throughout our entire relationship with that individual.
You know, I've heard a lot of people in the industry over the years say that they're basically starting to work on a lease renewal the second the original lease is signed. Is that your philosophy?
Absolutely. The second the lease is signed, even before that, resident retention should start. We should already start thinking about that renewal. And it's so important that we have the best people on site, right? Those are the people who are going to build those relationships and have people feel connected and valued. So I couldn't agree more.
You know, first impressions are so important, and it has to do with a lot of things within the industry. Obviously, curb appeal of the property when someone's driving into the property is important. The way they're greeted when they come into the office, the experience they have on the tour. What are some of the secrets that you think of making those first impressions memorable?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that it's going to start with a strong team, right? If you don't have the right team in place, you can have an A-class property or a C-class property somewhere. If you don't have the right team, you aren't going to have any retention. So having a strong leader in place who knows the community, who knows the residents, who is able to build relationships with every single person who comes on property, right? That is the most important piece, is the people who work at our communities. Without strong people, we're not going to have great communities. So I think that a strong team is the first thing you need to focus on.
And you know, everybody, no matter how strong they are, is going to have a bad day. How do you encourage your on-site team members to overcome something like that, to keep that attitude positive so that they are making those great first impressions?
Yeah. So I think that when you've got a strong team who operates almost as a family, right, you know when someone's maybe not having their best day. But when you can work with a team who operates as a family, the other individuals will step up. So there's been times I've had managers who are really going through something personal who bring it on site. And that's my job. When I see something that's not right, it's my job to know my managers, to know what motivates them, when they're having a bad day, when their text messages or their emails just seem off. And that's when I step in and I take over. And if I can re-motivate them, or if I need to give them the rest of the day off, whatever it is that team member needs, I should immediately know. I should know my team like I know my family. And I think that that's the same thing on site. When you've got a leasing agent who maybe just is having a tough day, is it something that we can re-motivate? Is it something we can redirect? Or should we just have someone else step in and let's give that person their day?
Yeah.
We should know our teams like that.
That makes perfect sense. Also, I know you believe it's important to build genuine connections. As far as resident retention goes, what does that mean?
Absolutely. So building genuine connections, right? The heart of retention is connection. When residents feel like they're part of a community and they're not just living in a building or a townhome or a beautiful BTR development, right? They need to feel like they're living at home. This is the most personal part of anyone's life, is their home. We get to be part of something that is absolutely incredible. Multifamily is unlike any other industry, in my opinion, right? We get to be part of their life. This is memories that they're going to talk about with their children, their grandchildren, with their friends. So building genuine connections and making people feel like they're truly at home, like they belong. When we know their names and we listen to their stories and we show them that we truly care, that's building genuine connections. That is a feeling that you can't replace.
Yeah, and we've got about 3 minutes left in the segment. I wanted to find out that, I mean, I've always heard and believed that multifamily has always had a bad rap for not being able to build communities. You live next door to someone, you don't even know who they are. And there's a lot of efforts within multifamily to change that. What are some of the things that you think can be done to create that community amongst the residents on site?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a property in Farmers Branch. It's called Prairie Crossing. That community is unlike anything I've ever seen. The way that they have built genuine connections with their residents. They're surrounded by new development, but people continue to choose to live here because they feel connected. This team goes above and beyond everything that they do for their residents, where every single person truly feels like a family. They do this by greeting their residents when they come in. They know their names. They've got specialized treats in the office for their dogs. So any dogs on dietary restrictions, they have treats set aside for that specific resident's pet. So when they visit them at the dog park, they visit them at their apartment if they haven't seen them. If they haven't seen their vehicle move, this is how in tune they are with their residents. If their vehicle hasn't moved, and they typically go to work on Tuesdays and it's still there, they pick up that phone and they call them. They check on them. If they haven't put in a maintenance request, and typically we see one every 30 days, they call them. Birthday cards go out. Just truly connecting on that type of a level where people feel appreciated and heard. Something that is so rare these days is what this team does. And I think that that is so important, right? Is always thinking about your residents and knowing their habits. these residents sometimes like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that I haven't even left. I've been so busy. I didn't know you guys would even notice that.
I mean, that's amazing. We've got about 30 seconds left. Are you able to successfully clone that from property to property?
It's something I'm working on. So I've had this property, something I'm working on. I've had it for about 3 months, and this team is magic. And so trying to understand their magic so that we can clone it is my goal.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it here. We're going to be back right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today. In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of the secrets of resident retention. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Lauren Lyons, a regional director with Portico Property Management. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Lauren, we're talking about the secrets of resident retention, and we talked about how resident retention starts on day one and also building genuine connections. Let's move on to the power of maintenance. Maintenance is such a touchy and hot topic in multifamily. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, maintenance is just truly the heroes of any community, right? Without them, we would have nothing else. So maintenance is truly the backbone of any happy community.
And so would maintenance, I mean, what are the secrets as far as maintenance assisting and helping with resident retention or creating great resident retention?
Absolutely. So the moment that those service requests come in, being able to get someone over there who's knowledgeable in a very swift and professional manner, right? Someone who also genuinely cares, just like any member of our team, right? It's not just a repair. It's a rescue, right? It's a reminder to the residents that their comfort is our priority. So we want to see these service requests done same day. And if we're not able to get there, my maintenance team members will go ahead and reach out that same day and let them know when to expect them, whether it's 24 hours or 48 hours, that communication piece. And building that connection between the maintenance professional and the resident is so important.
How are you finding getting great maintenance people? That's one of the big issues across the industry that's happened, especially after the pandemic. But is hiring and locating and hiring great maintenance folks. How are you handling that?
Yeah. So, hiring definitely for maintenance has always been a challenge, and especially after COVID. And I think that's when having the relationships with other properties, with other individuals throughout the industry is so important. And also working for a company that focuses on true culture, right? Because our employees are our best recruiting source. When they're happy, they tell their friends, they tell our vendors, even the individuals at HD Supply, at Lowe's, who drop off our supplies, they communicate with them. And that's how we get great referrals. I've also been very successful in building relationships with the communities around us. Maybe they aren't with Portico. Maybe they're with other management companies, with other ownership groups, and building connections with those managers and those maintenance teams and getting true referrals there has been super successful.
Mm. That's a great point. You know, one of the things that I think people have started to believe in when it comes to maintenance is celebrating your maintenance teams. And there are a few software platforms out there that you hear about the gamification of maintenance, where they create little competitions and they can win badges for doing certain things. Have you started to look at any of that?
Yes. So we actually use a software called Ignite. It's kind of like our social media, where we really display a lot of our maintenance, but anyone throughout our company. And that's been really fun to watch them utilize. We also have our maintenance week every year. But I think the other part that's so important is having a strong leader on the site and on every team who is able to truly celebrate these maintenance individuals, right? We want our employees to feel like a family. Just like we celebrate our families, we should have every single day where we celebrate our maintenance team members and make them feel valued. This is the biggest part of, you know, their lives, right? We're dealing with people's homes and we're dealing with their jobs. And so just making them feel like family and celebrating them on a daily basis, using our Ignite platform, is so important.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We've got about 5 minutes left in the segment. I want to move on to, as far as creating great resident retention, consistency and communication. Talk about that a little.
Sure. So residents always want consistency. They want clear and accurate communication. They don't want us to overpromise and underdeliver. That is something that happens all the time in multifamily. Sometimes we get so busy and we're like, okay, we'll be there later. We'll be there at 1 o'clock, and we forget to communicate that. So I think that having consistency and solid, accurate communication is so important, right? They want to know that what we promise them is something that we're going to pull through on. Life is just full of unexpected challenges, but residents need reassurance. They need to know that, we'll be there and that we're consistent through the bad and the good, right? So when things just don't go as planned, open communication can change everything. And so I always encourage my teams, use your calendars, communicate, let everybody know exactly what's going on. Let's have our 15-minute meetings in the morning so that we know exactly what we've promised our residents and our team members. And everyone's fully aware. And, you know, just going back to kind of the power of maintenance, right, is that communicating. If we're not going to be there, we need to communicate before that time frame and let them know when they can re-expect us.
You know, our listeners know that I'm a dinosaur when it comes to technology. So, you know, I'm the kind of person that I would like to get a phone call when someone sure. wants to communicate with me. But, you know, sure. as with the younger generations that are out there, they prefer texting and so forth. So how do you determine what's the best way to communicate with each individual resident so that you're meeting them where they want to be met?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will always send out an email and try and reach them via phone. But one of the things that I like my teams to ask when somebody moves in is, how do you like to communicate? It's the same thing we ask during interviews. How do you like to communicate? And that's a note that goes in their file. I personally like phone calls as well. Right. And I have a lot of residents that only want emails, that only want text messages. So I think asking these residents, how do you like to communicate, is so important. And keeping that at the top of every work order and in their profile so that we know exactly what they want. And I think that also goes back to retention.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's say that a resident has an issue. A maintenance issue, and the maintenance issue is taken care of. What type of communication do you recommend after the issue's been taken care of, as follow up, or to find out if they were completely happy with what was done?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we close that work order, it will automatically send the resident an email letting them know that we've completed their work order. But it should never stop there. We should also be reminded how they like to communicate, whether that's through that text message, an email, or a phone call. And we need to reach out to them within 24 hours and make sure that they're satisfied with their service, ask if there's anything else we can help them with. And then I always like to, if we can, follow back up in another 7 days just to make sure that everything's going great. You know, after an AC work order, you never know. It may work for a few days and they just forget to call us back. So always being on their mind is so important.
We've got about a minute left, and I wanted to ask you, when it comes to communication, how important is transparency? It's easy to skip over things, maybe not necessarily intentionally, but transparency seems to be a very important thing. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. So transparency is the most important part, right, about the communication. It helps deepen the bond. So while the residents may not always get what they want, they will always feel heard and understood. They'll know that we're trying, and that helps build the trust, right? And having that true transparency is the action items, right, for us to be able to deliver. Again, they may not like it, but they will trust us.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to leave it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
And you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of the secrets of resident retention. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Laura Alliance, a regional director with Portico Property Management. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Lauren, let's move on as far as some of the secrets of resident retention to one that's very interesting to me, and that's creating memorable experiences for the residents. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, like I said at the very beginning, right, we get to be part of something that is absolutely incredible, and that is their lives, right? Every single resident allows us to be part of their life. So being able to create memorable experiences is probably my favorite part of resident retention, right? It's the little things in life that matter the most. Simple gestures like remembering birthdays, hosting holiday events, and just being able to transform their overall experience. So they live at our communities, and these are going to be the memories that they're going to tell their families about, the best memories in their lives that happen at home. These will be things that they talk about forever. So it is so important and so exciting when we can create those experiences. I know I was kind of talking a little bit earlier about Prairie Crossing and the things that they do for their residents and the dog treats and just being able to create memorable experiences. So when anyone walks through to our events or get-togethers, they feel like family. They already know their neighbors. They know the team. And it just reinforces that they're part of something that's unique and special.
Yeah, and I mean, that a lot of that has to do with being able to gather the information that you need, which typically you're going to have most of it on a lease, as far as birthdays and things like that. But it's also then the execution of that. And so what are your some of the tips you can give on how to execute those, making those memorable experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is going to be through truly building a connection, right? Having that, that true team that really cares, that is invested in everyone that walks through our doors, whether that's a resident, a vendor, and being able to build that personal connection that gives that family feel. And so I think that having the right people in all of the positions on site, right, which is easier said than done, but having a team that truly cares, even if that's having their pets' names on sticky notes, if it's putting that information into their notes in the system so that the next person can also ask about Max, their 25-year-old Chihuahua, being able to have that type of a system where someone can go in when Judith walks through the door and you already know everything about her, even though you haven't talked to her. So being able to have that type of dialogue and communication is really important.
So let's, we've got about 6.5 minutes left in this segment. Let's move on to retention through resident feedback. Now, that's a double-edged sword.
It is.
Or it can be a double-edged sword. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right, right? Feedback is definitely a double-edged sword, but it really is a gift. It's our residents telling us what we're doing great and how we can do better for them, right? We have to just not only listen with our ears, but with our hearts. When a resident takes time to share this feedback, it means that they also care enough to speak up. And when we act on that feedback, that's us showing them that we care, right? It's an exchange of trust. And so maybe they don't trust us. Maybe that feedback wasn't so great. But this is our way to make it up and to rebuild that connection and that respect and trust. This dialogue, you know, it shows that we're not providing just a roof over their head, but we're committed to continually improving their life experience.
And so with the feedback that you get, I mean, I've spoken with some folks that say they put little signs throughout the office and in the models that the, you know, please send them feedback or do online reviews. How much of that do you try and do?
Yeah, so each community is a little bit different in how we try and communicate that out. We do have a lot of those little cards that we'll give out. We'll leave them on maintenance requests, maybe with a couple pieces of chocolate. But one of the things that here at Portico that we do is we use J. Turner. So anytime a service request is complete, it will send them an email with a survey asking how we did, right? When they're a few months before renewal, same thing, asking for that feedback. But I think that it's also important when we're calling those service requests to make sure that they're satisfied. Ask for their feedback. That's the only way that we get better.
Yeah, and getting that feedback, then once you have it, you have to figure out the best way to, if it merits it, to make those adjustments. How do you deal with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So when we start getting the feedback, right, our teams are doing 15-minute stand-ups every single day. And that is something that they are discussing, is the feedback that they're getting on their J. Turner scores, on, you know, whatever the leasing agent or the maintenance supervisor have heard from residents. And we will collectively discuss that feedback and ways for us to get better. And I think that that is a group effort. Right. And then on our monthly calls, it's something even that our leadership team talks about. What are we hearing from our residents? And how are we going to act on it? How are we going to roll that out?
And we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. One of the main things when you have that feedback and you make those adjustments is, do you get follow-up feedback? If someone was, gave you a suggestion or a point or had an issue, are you following back up with them?
We absolutely are. So that goes back to keeping the notes in the system, right? So we'll go back to our Jay Turner. And so Jay Turner's been really great where we can go in and we can add those notes there. It lets us know what's improving, what's not. We can go back to all of those surveys. But I think, too, keeping the notes in our multifamily software system and being able to follow up with those residents. I am the biggest advocate for calendar invites. My calendar is nuts. It's crazy. People start to panic when they see my calendar, but it includes the managers and the teams too, to also do follow up and feedback and getting back in touch with the residents. Right. So after we've implemented something, we want to know that it's working. And we also want them to know that we heard them. So that follow up isn't just follow up. It's building that trust. Like, oh, they care. They really care. They acted on it. And it's not just one follow up. Sometimes it's continued follow up.
And that follow up and building that trust obviously creates or can create loyalty. So that you retain that resident, but you also get referrals.
It absolutely does.
And we've got about a minute left. Talk a little bit about how you deal with referrals from residents. Once you know you've got that strong connection, how do you ask them for referrals?
Yeah. You know, it's to a point sometimes where it's when you have such a strong connection with residents, you don't have to ask. They just come to you. Mm. But when you're starting to build that, right, it's the flyers in the mail center. It's that reminder of letting people know what we're offering for those referrals, which some of our communities are at $250 and some are at $500. Other property management companies give an entire month of rent free. So it's a huge benefit, and just sometimes that extra reminder is a nice push to get them to refer their own neighbors, right? Who wouldn't want to live next to their best friend or, you know, their favorite coworker?
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to leave it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative. Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com. www.mortgagemetro.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of the secrets of resident retention. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Lauren Lyons, a regional director with Portico Property Management. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in the multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Lauren, let's talk a little bit about, as far as the secrets of resident retention, empowering on-site teams.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe that having resident retention, right, and being able to empower our teams is really one of the keys to success here, right? Happy employees create happy homes. And when we invest in our teams and we start to give them the training and the tools and the appreciation that they truly deserve, that energy radiates to our residents. The residents can feel when the team is passionate and they're engaged, and it shows in every interaction, right? So when our teams are empowered, they don't just complete tasks, they will always go above and beyond. They create magic, right? So it's the positive energy that radiates to the entire community. So having an empowered on-site team is really what creates that magic and creating an atmosphere where residents will feel comfortable, supported, and connected. It's just a ripple effect.
Talk a little bit about, because I know training your on-site teams so they can be empowered is a key portion of that. How do you do that? What are your secrets to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it is day one and I've got any new employee, I always have them shop properties in the area, right? What better way to really know what to do, what your comps are doing, and what not to do? By seeing it firsthand and being on the other end of that and acting like a resident. So that is the first thing that I will always do. Now, we have our Portico University, which is powered through Grace Hill, and we've got those training classes, but in my opinion, it's being on the other end and acting like a resident, which is the best form of training.
Yeah, and that is something that your team members can do, I guess, at their leisure or when it's convenient for them.
Yep, it is required that they do it at least monthly.
Okay, all right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's talk a little bit about the last point that we have, which is the long term payoff of these secrets to resident retention. What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of the day, right, resident retention is just so much more than keeping someone from moving out. It's creating lasting memories, relationships, and a legacy of care. When residents stay at our communities, they become part of our family, right? They contribute to the culture, to the warmth, to the vibrancy of any community. And as, you know, as owners, right, prioritizing the resident retention, we're not just saving on turnover costs and labor, but we're investing in something that's priceless, right? And that's human relationships. When residents feel that we are invested in them, they invest back into us. And that's when the communities truly thrive.
Is there a way to, I guess, measure the success of a program like this? Do you have any kind of key indicators that you look for?
Yeah, so Jay Turner is really one of those that we use the most, right? And that's going to tell us where we stand on each property and throughout our entire portfolio. But I think that the continued feedback and asking for that from residents, seeing those Google reviews from actual residents, seeing their name on there and what they have to say is also so important. But Jay Turner is where we measure our feedback. It's where we measure the satisfaction of our residents.
And you know, you being a regional director with, you know, five properties or so under your supervision, what kind of advice can you give to other folks who have the same type of a position, a way to be able to monitor and kind of keep at their fingertips this information from property to property so that they know that it's being successful at every property under their direction?
Yeah. You know, there is no secret, right? It's truly being on site. So one of the things that that Portico requires in any company I've been with, that's for us to be on site. And it's not for us to just only talk to the manager. It's for us to talk to all of the employees, make sure that we build that connection with them. When you truly know your team, you will know exactly what they need when they're having those days and when they're performing their best, right? We should know our team as well as we know our family. But beyond that, it's knowing our residents, right? As a regional director, I know a lot of our residents. I know their names. I know their pets' names. And being able to have that relationship also opens up the ability to have a transparent conversation where they feel comfortable in providing me their feedback.
Yeah, that definitely is something that is, I would imagine, for a lot of people is a challenge with everything that they've got going on, but it's something that's so important.
It's a priority.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to transition because we've got a few minutes left in the segment and talk a little bit to our audience about your journey through multifamily. How'd you get started and how has the journey been?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was, so I'm going to start at the very beginning, because when I was young, we used to move all the time and we always lived in apartments and it always looked so glamorous to be in the leasing office. So that was my dream, was to be a leasing agent. I was going to be a leasing agent. And so it's really kind of full circle here right now, because the first property that I had ever applied for was when I was 18. I was so excited. I was going to be a leasing agent. I had it all planned out, and I was going to work at Saxon Woods because they have the best pool here in McKinney, the best pool. And that was my dream property. They turned me down. They wanted nothing to do with me. So I tried for many years. It wasn't until I was 24 that I was able to get an in, and that was through a family friend. And she was the most incredible person I had ever met. I went and worked at the Tallows with the Tipton Group as my first property. Mm. And it was a dream come true. And I always said to myself, one day, Lauren, you are going to work with or for Saxon Woods. And funny enough, they are with Portico Property Management. Wow. Yeah. And so, so it's very full circle, but I have really climbed the ladder and worked my way up and, you know, made some mistakes along the way and, just worked really hard to get here.
Yeah. Yeah. We all make mistakes along the way. That's nothing unusual. That's what you,
so talk
a little bit about, Portico, what's going on with Portico now. And, someone wants to find out about Portico, on our website at multifamilyradio.com on this episode page, there'll be a logo for Portico and a link to the website. But tell our listeners a little bit about Portico.
Yeah, absolutely. So Portico has been kind of a dream for me. It's a dream come true. I've followed this company for several years and applied, I can't tell you how many times, to be part of the Portico family. And they finally accepted me several months ago. So Portico is a boutique-style third-party management group. Started in 2011 with a small dream, and we are through areas of Texas, such as Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and we've recently branched out to the Nashville and Phoenix market. So one thing I love about Portico is we're still small. Our goal is not to be the biggest property management company. Our goal is to be the best. And I think that that's kind of what sets us apart, is that we just want to be the best. We want the best for our residents, for our third-party clients, and for our employees.
That's fantastic. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, to find out either more about Portico or just to talk about resident retention, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be two ways. That's going to be through LinkedIn. I'm very active on the LinkedIn platform. So I'm constantly posting and engaging and connecting. But the other way is going to be through email, which is going to be L Lyons. So that's LLYONS at PorticoPM.com. And I'm always available.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Lauren. I do want to remind our listeners that I previously mentioned in this episode that Multifamily Matters is powered by the Multifamily Media Network, which is where you can find and listen to Multifamily Matters as well as other great multifamily content and podcasts. Go to multifamilymedianetwork.com to check it out and make sure to subscribe to the weekly newsletter to keep informed of the latest and the greatest from the platform. So thank you again, Lauren. We'd love to have you back again soon to talk some more about some other great topics. But we're going to be back next week with another power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.